Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've turned into a paradigm shifter. No, you're not. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I've been washing my face and my mouth, and I can't do a thing with it. Anyway, here we are back on live chit-chat together on Radiance by Design. I don't know how many of you heard Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, but it was Colin Tipping talking about radical forgiveness. It's just really, really a wonderful book, Radical Forgiveness. And he's talked a lot about the value of forgiveness and how when we have clashes with one another, very often it's, and you know, a lot of you who listen to this show know this, okay? When we have clashes with one another, very likely what you're going to find out is that there's a deep cellular problem, so that you came in with an issue of abandonment or you developed it through your life, and then somebody comes along to bring it up. And as Colin Tipping says, this is their love for you, is being able to bring that up in your life. And for a lot of you who listen to Radiance by Design and Jackie Salvita's ET Healing and Paradigm Shifters, we do know that everything that happens in our lives is really a reflection of something that we're growing through, beliefs and attitudes that we need to look at and change in order to resolve the transformational sense of self. It's a wonderful thing to remember. So Colin Tipping's Radical Forgiveness really got me going about forgiveness, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And after we do our psychogeometrics, we're going to talk more about forgiveness, and you can call in with your questions. I also want to say Happy New Year, everyone. We weren't live last week on New Year's Eve, but Happy New Year. I just feel really good about this year for some reason. I think it's chaotic and paradoxical, and a lot of the polarities of life are really amping up, and you can see them clearly. But I'll tell you what, it's over and over again, I feel this really interesting, or I see in my intuitive self, these like waves of light, businesses and consciousnesses and so on, that are like the underbrush in our collective these days. They're moving up. And it's a really, really exciting time on the planet. We all chose to come in at this time, didn't we? We chose to come in and find out whether we could be a part of turning everything into what, heaven on earth. You know that. So that's what we're here for, and we're going to talk about that tonight. So let's see. Take a look at, let's see now. We're going to do the structures, and as you know, the structures are places where we can create change, where we can manifest, where we can do a lot of healing work, where we can touch one another, where we can do a lot of forgiveness. That's what we're going to do in the structures. Tonight, as we go through it, I would recommend, you can do whatever you want, of course, but I would recommend that you go in and pull up something that you would like to release from yourself or forgive of yourself. Now, when Colin Tipping was talking, we actually talked about forgiveness of people like Hitler. Well, he was claiming that Hitler himself was bringing people into awareness. He claimed that Hitler loved us enough as a soul to bring up all the horrendous judgments that we have against each other. So I don't know. That's something for you to work with and think about. But in any case, we want to work tonight on bringing up something and taking it into the structures and doing some healing with the team that's in your wonderful healing room. Okay, are you ready to go? I am. Oh, the other thing tonight is that I want you to do call-ins. I love it when you call in. But guess what? I've got a new laptop. Merry Christmas. And you can also email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, and we can answer your questions that way. So isn't that fun? Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. All right, everybody, so let's close our eyes, unless we're walking or driving or something fun like that. And let's get into the structures, which is our research lab and our actual transformational lab. Let's do it now. Take a deep breath. and above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. You know, as soon as you say, see a golden ball, don't you kind of feel its goldness? And below your spine, about 40 feet below, another golden ball, and drop a filament of light in through your spine from ball to ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid, and it's made with gold lines. All the different colors represent different activities, and gold is very transformative, is very healing, is very bright and energizing. And then we drop that four-sided pyramid so its base is about 20 feet out from our waist. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid, the point of which pokes into the lower golden ball. So you're in an eight-sided figure. And now create inside of that a crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. And then you go inside of that into the star tetrahedron. And the star tetrahedron is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And you run the filament of light in through. Remember, you already have it piercing through you, but you're inside of the Star of David with that filament of light running through you. And now spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, excellent job. Then see in front of you a screen. And on that screen, our first movie, you remember. And the first movie is about you and what it is you want to become. And I always see myself becoming amazingly multidimensional. That's it. And I see all those lifetimes and the other aspects of my soul that are roaming around the cosmos. I see them all coming together. I do indeed, indeed. Into me, and then feeling the power of that. And I don't know how you are. You can tell me when you call in. And now into the second screen or the second movie. Good. And what's the project you want to work on? What are you designing? What are you wanting to do? What are you wanting to bring forward into your life? Is it a relationship, a home and family, or is it a business or a book or a movie? What is it you would like to create? See yourself. See the resources coming. And this is a movie you're making. And see all the pieces coming together, the monies, the people, the plans. And there you are sitting in this movie and smiling. Because you're really enjoying the fact that your project is really working. It's in bloom. And you see the resources that continue to come in order to create your project and to keep it going over the long period of time. Oh, just feel how wonderful it is. Because you feel so fulfilled when you touch your inner soul, don't you? And now move from that, wrap it in light so it can continue stewing and have the light with it. And now we move to the Galactic Healing Center. And in that center, you have your healing table and then your healing team. It's not Jackie Salvitti's team, no, but it is a team sort of like hers that I took the idea from the fact that I have my own guidance, my own, to call themselves a coalescence of beings. And I asked for a specific healing team to come out of that and surround the healing table. Everybody I do this with has a different number of characters and a different style of character in their team, so it's interesting to take a look. You're the first person that goes on the table tonight. And there you are, lying on the table with the team all around you. And what is it they'd like to do for you? Oh, sometimes you need, a couple of you really want something done, so just ask for that. Excuse me. And then see what they do. And ask them for pointers and advice on what would really make your body-mind feel more transformed, feel healthier. Okay. Good. And now ask if there's any other pointers for you. Oh, and I forgot to do the forgiveness one. So let's wrap this one in light. And then ask yourself what it is or who it is that you would really like to work on forgiving. And then see a fresh healing room. And remember, our team can replicate themselves because they're magical. And bring yourself and this being into the fresh healing room. The being that you want to forgive. Yeah, pick a really difficult one if you want to. And now you want to, we're going to do it the simple way. If you want to go into radicalforgiveness.com, you can use his worksheet. But tonight we're just going to do this one where we're asking the team to amp up the energy. And then we're going to say to this person, let's call in. Lift your hands up so that the palms face the ceiling. And call in the high frequency energy, the light. And direct that light toward the person that you're dealing with. And say, I release you. I forgive you. I love you. And then turn that light, radiant hands to yourself. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. And do it again. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. And now just ask this being that's in your little sacred chamber here, is there anything that you'd like to say? Ask the being if there's anything that he or she would like to say to you. Okay. And is there anything you'd like to say to that being? Now, how do you feel inside? Do you feel better or do you feel still kind of locked in it? Because ideally, you keep going back and forth and back and forth and doing it until you feel a real breakthrough, a real freedom. So let's do it one more time. You can either change people or do it with the same person again. Ah, so they're adding this other level. Okay, we're going to use the same person again. And they want you to call forth in your body, mind, and awareness of all the places this experience or this need for forgiveness exists in your body. This person exists in your body. Just call it up and feel it. And exaggerate it. And now ask for help from the team and your own guides and angels. And let's command total release of that energy now. Total release. And as I release that energy from my body, mind, from my etheric and my energy body, so are you released, I'm saying to my person. You're released as I release your energy from my body, mind. And then give that person permission to do the same thing. And then again, another little round. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. I release myself. Forgive myself. Love myself. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. I release myself. Forgive myself. Love myself. And one more time. I release you. I forgive you. I love you. And I release myself. Forgive myself. And love myself. And know what? It's kind of hard sometimes, but what happened to you when you did that? So let's move on and let's do some healing. At least one more person, but we'll do some healing work in a different way. But I'll tell you something with forgiveness like that. Very often people who have physical problems or illnesses and so on find a great deal of change when they experience actual and true forgiveness. It's always worth doing, isn't it? So let's call in. Let's wrap that in light so that gets to continue so that we know it is, it exists, it is. And now bring in a fresh healing room, healing chamber, healing bed. And bring in someone who's got some kind of physical problem or need to be healed that's really something you know about. Good work. And then ask the team to work on this person's body. Good. All right, see what they do. All right. And ask if there's any other thing that you want to be able to tell to this person or help this person with so they can maintain the healing. And what I'm working on someone who's just had two hip replacements and is suffering a lot. And when I asked that question, is there any other part, they immediately directed me, as they often do for different situations and different people, they directed me to the brain, the temporal lobes, and the occiput of the brain. And so then we did some energy on that. Because remember, there's such a huge connection between the way your brain, which is the master planner and programmed, right? It's programmed. How that works to help you heal or help you stay in pain, right? So we just wrap that in light. There you are. Now wrap that whole scenario in light. Let's do a political scene right now. I think Mr. Obama could use our help. So let's, isn't that arrogant? But I really believe it's true. Our intentions, our love, our support. So let's see, Obama, Barack Obama. Let's call him forward. And surround him with his healing team. And Michelle. And let's see all the energies being sent to him, that he can maintain his idealism, his ability to focus on the dreams that he has for the greater good, in spite of the amount of conscription and lobbying and so on that he's having to deal with. Maybe he's happy, but it just seems like he's got a lot on his plate, doesn't he? All right. All right, so let's just wrap him in light. And let's do something for the whole world. Let's run the pink light through, we're wrapping him in light. We're running a pink light through our top of our head and bring it out through our chest. And it's the pink light of harmony. Send it to Mr. Obama and the White House and the Pentagon. And then send it streaming out into the world to cover all the hot spots, whether it's starvation in Africa, whether it's people starving in this country, whether it's places where they have tremendous war like Afghanistan and Iraq, all of these different situations going on. And let's just send pink light to all the places you know are hot spots and problems and places where the polar bears need more ice. Let's just keep flooding our planet with pink light, pink light, pink light. And ask our guides and angels to join us to raise the fields and frequency of this light. Excellent. And as that light roams round and round and round our planet, have it come on back into your heart and soul. Good. Take it back to yourself. Close off the healing room. My, we took the whole world into the healing room today. That was pretty good. Close off the healing room. And bring yourself back into the star tetrahedron. Good job. Bring yourself back to the star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Okay, and then you come back into the room. All right. So let's have some calls. I want to have some calls here. Let's talk about forgiveness. What did you do over the New Year's celebration? Did you make intentions This is also a perfect time of year to create intentions. And it's a really important time of year to do that because we're in 2010, if you can believe that. We're headed toward 2012, lickety-split. But to me, more importantly, we're still on the rise of frequencies. Things are moving really, really fast. And a lot of us are really interested in moving away from the consciousness of war. And if you think about forgiveness, isn't basically the accumulation of angers and frustrations, isn't that the crux of wars where we really can't find solutions and we can't get along with each other? And if it's true, everything we know, then we've come in with a stream of lifetimes in which we've gathered and accrued all kinds of reactions, fears, frustrations, all of which have given us the impetus to drive ourselves beyond those programs that go on and on and on, lifetime after lifetime. And very often it's the people that we meet that catalyze the big changes. So you meet somebody who, maybe you've got a family member who can't stand you. So you've got this family member who really can't stand you and doesn't approve of anything you do. And the only way that person can resolve his anger or her anger for you or the frustration for you is for you to stop doing whatever you're doing. Well, if what you're doing is really on your path, if what you're doing is, like in a lot of our cases in the healing world, a lot of times what we're doing is disrupting the peace, the acceptance of what life is to these people, saying, oh my goodness, you know, I don't believe in that, and this other person's whole life is invested in it. It's really interesting, isn't it? Well, according to Colin Tipping, and I have my own version of this, in fact, is those two people would have been contracted or set up to, oh, goody, I've got a call, just finish this thought, would have been contracted on a cellular level to really challenge each other to see if they could actually work into the resolution of these things and also the resolution of their own personal integrity. So on a soul level, it's an act of love. On a human level, it's an act of defiance or fighting or a war. It's a small war between two people, but it has a big ramification. So we'll talk more about that after we have this call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jonquil.
Hi, Jonquil. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So my question is, what is this forgiveness then? Is it when you see something that is painful or has pained you, or you see someone else? What is it? Is it letting go of something? Is it burning it up? Is it trying to make it as if it never existed? What is it?
Well, you ask the darndest questions, Ms. Jonquil. I don't know. You know, when you ask it that way, I laugh and go, I have no idea. To me, it's something that I hold a deep and that I hold a negative reaction because, say, we don't have any issues, but say you and I had an issue, and then I'm always holding an attitude toward you that, in all ways, shapes, and forms, sends out a message that you're wrong, you're less than, and it has limited me because I carry it inside like something that can prevent my life from expanding.
Okay.
Expanding. That's how
okay.
I see it. And
so,
stops us from loving each other.
Or really. if in my perception, if someone hurt me so deeply and that I never could overcome it, that hurt...
Right.
Is forgiveness what you do to let
yes.
go of that hurt?
Yes.
I mean, because it's never going to, you can't undo it if it happened, whatever it is. I mean, maybe it isn't even new stuff. Maybe it's old.
Well, mostly it's old, isn't it? Because why do we attract such adversary reaction with some people? Usually that's very old. Like if you have issues of rejection and then you keep attracting situations that reject you, you might have, I'm not saying this about you particularly, but you might have a whole list of people that you need to forgive because the rejection keeps coming up and you keep feeling like people are mean to you But bottom line, the forgiveness is the kind of energy neutralization process that unhooks not only all those people, but yourself from having that energy that drives you toward being rejected all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an alchemy. It's a catalytic thing, isn't it?
Would you do it before it even occurs, or the minute you see something coming that way, like whatever, you know, let's say an issue I have is get hooked up with someone thinking I'm going to go into having a relationship with them, and over finding that they're going to leave somehow or another, either quickly or in pain or just...
You mean different
in,
people?
Indifference, you know, just sort of indifferent,
mm-hmm.
can be painful. Indifference can be painful.
Do you get mad then?
Not usually. I just, it just is like a sorrow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you, okay, I think here's the answer to the original question you asked.
Yeah.
How do you then feel about that person?
Mm-hmm.
If someone surprisingly changed his mind and deserted you recently, right? How do
mm-hmm.
you feel about him right now?
Disappointed. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really angry, but just, you know, really just pain, I guess, just the hurt.
Do you
to me,
feel...
it's like, when people reject you, it's kind of like lying. To me, it's like lying, pretending lying. Whatever gave me the impression that they wouldn't reject me.
No, but it's really interesting, because if you open your heart and you say to someone, oh, hi, you're new in my life, sure, let's play.
Or be friends, or just recognize each other. Just look at me. Just look at me. I'm not even expecting anything out of you. Let's just, you know, open up.
So someone comes, and he instead of opening up, he suddenly turns his back.
Right.
Okay.
Like, oh, this isn't interesting enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not lovable. You're, you know, that whole turning away is all those things stacked up. As opposed to does that require forgiveness? Just to look around and say, wow, well, you know there's only like a couple of percent of the people that will deeply touch you in your life, so this one just passed in front of you and wasn't one. So
I think there's something else here. I think there's something else here, Jonquil, and we're going to ask other people to call in with their situations too, because
okay.
Did you feel okay, for me, when I'm in a similar situation, I feel kind of like a that comes up in me when I meet a person that I've had an issue with. Okay? If it's an we're saying, what is forgiveness? I'm going, well, if there's some energy left from it, to me, it needs forgiveness. So if I've been duped by someone and I see that person in the distance and my whole being starts getting really nervous or my teeth start to grind, or I sweat,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
anything. Pick a thing, anything. I think then we need forgiveness because we've still got bullets of energy in there. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, then is forgiveness, can it be that forgiveness is just maybe it's just that wash of light that then everything dissolves into, and it's not about ever knowing something. I mean, you don't, there's no answer to, well, why'd that happen, or how do I fix it, or...
I think a lot of us believe that the answer is as much, and I have a program in me about abandonment, or about rejection, or about low self-esteem, or about questioning about myself, and then it echoes in someone else, which means that everything that we get really frustrated and mad at is something to do with what's deep inside of ourselves. And that's unfathomable sometimes. Is it not?
Mm. Okay.
Do you understand
so
what I'm
that's,
saying?
Yes, I do. And so is that where one can have forgiveness then?
Yeah. One
of
needs
yourself.
Forgiveness. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so as you forgive the other person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You very often get into forgiving yourself, which I haven't said yet, but That's true.
Mm. Okay.
Some of the hardest stuff is when, for example, when somebody's been raped, you know, and mm-hmm. some teachers have said, well, you know, there's an aspect of your soul that called that to you. Well, that's pretty grueling material, isn't
that's
it?
That's pretty harsh.
I know. It's terrible. But
yeah.
when it becomes objective enough and a person can do that, it is good. It's like all the other processes we do. It is really good to get to that point of seeing that deep down something in us wants to expunge or neutralize something that's already encoded into the soul journey through this process of drama, you see?
So we really are needing to neutralize in ourselves.
Exactly. But in the meantime, I find, and I see this in many clients, that just the art of forgiveness, even on a regular basis with a lot of people, is the art of bringing up that kind of love that comes up for all humanity and for oneself, even though, you know how you meet some people who are way bigger than I am that can always be loving no matter what people
mm-hmm.
are doing, and they don't
mm-hmm.
get defensive and they don't get freaked out. Well, those are people that have done some pretty amazing consciousness work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which includes a hearty dollop of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Will all forgiveness lead to more love?
I believe, yes. Everything I've read and experienced is that the more forgiveness we do, the more we actually are fully capable of loving people that have wronged us and loving ourselves. And also the other person, very often, even though we're doing them on global radio, you know, he may actually be feeling a kindness about you or me because we happen to be doing forgiveness. He suddenly may be feeling a freedom. It's like the breaking of energy ties. Those energy ties can very often become karmic. You're actually melting and breaking those. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that seem clear? You've got another question.
No, I'm good. I guess I've been asking myself a lot of questions about you know, I've kind of narrowed it down in many ways or expanded it out to the two elements, you know, it's love or it's fear. And
mm-hmm.
what is forgiveness in there if can lead you to love?
Well, doesn't forgiveness start in fear and then pop into love?
To more love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, less, you know, get... I mean, we really have to turn the fear around. We're not going to get there.
What is the fear?
What is fear? What are we so danged afraid of all the dang time? All, you know, globally, individually, you know, corporately, company-wise. Is anybody really out there to harm us that badly? I think not. I mean, is it the human condition to just live in fear? I mean...
Well, I think that's a really interesting question, Jonquil. So come on, you guys, call in and respond
to Jonquil. Somebody else call in and talk about this.
Because I think we can hang up. Get another person. I really think that evolution, our developing more and more consciousness is working with implying and turning fear into, lightening fear up, releasing fear more and more. Because what are we afraid of? Well, we're afraid of each other. A bunch of fear-based people are really
uh-huh.
dangerous to hang around with, are they not?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I find that. And the less afraid we are, the less we, back to attraction, the less we attract the stuff we're afraid of, right? Nothing
uh-huh.
to fear but fear itself. So it seems to me, to answer that, is that forgiveness is kind of... the bridge between fear and love.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I'll walk over that.
It might be the bridge over troubled waters.
It could be.
Hey, have you ever done this?
'60s.
for the people at home, I have had experiences where I'll go, all right, I need to forgive this person, and there's a part of me inside that goes, Ooh, I don't want to. I don't want to let them.
No, it's too much fun to be pissed off at you.
Well, it's funny because I catch myself, go look in the mirror and go, really, did you think that? I mean, you really think you don't want to let that person off the hook? But I'm telling you, at least for me, I have to be really honest because that's a hook. We all know what karma is, or at least to thumbnail it, it's like, it's just like what's left over that keeps dragging itself into our lives, isn't it? And so we're really wise to unhook, to free those people, to release them from our, whatever, our hooks, our wrath, our judgment, our magnetism to the issues that we came in with as well. And yet I've got that stubborn little character in me that goes, not this one. Let her suffer.
Yeah, and I have the make me.
Yeah, exactly. And I have that. I'm pretty good at facing myself and then getting through it. But it takes some grabbing myself by the awareness, by the hair of my awareness, and stretching that focus out. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
So thank you for your very brave call. I love your calls, Jonquil.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Night. It's really interesting. Call in, you guys. It's 888-815-9756. Don't leave it all on Jonquil's shoulders, or she's going to have to forgive you. No, I'm just teasing. But forgiveness, I was taught years ago, I went into a class on forgiveness, and it was really very powerful. But what they said to us, the main thing I took away is that forgiveness to mental health is just like vaccinations. That was before swine flu vaccination. But anyway, that was as powerful as vaccinations are to physical health. And when you think about it, our angers, frustrations, and as Jonquil pointed out, fears, are things that make us really kind of crazy, aren't they? Now, I know that Jackie's show tonight is going to be all about intentions, creating our reality through intentions. And think about it. When we're really afraid and we're really wound up in an anger with someone and a resistance to who they are, our intentions are really blocked, aren't they? The kind of intentions that would create our reality. Like, what happens to you when you're really, really furious and frustrated? Do you make very clear intentions? I want you to call in tonight or email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle. I can work my new computer very well. I think I can. So if you are preoccupied with a frustration, like a lot of us have had marriage breakdowns. And in fact, most of the people I know have been through at least one marriage breakdown, if not two. And we've had all kinds of losses and so on. Now think about the number of ways in which forgiveness counts. There are people that have had such an impact. Pick a parent who's perhaps tough on us or abusive or abandoned you and so on. Who was I working with today? I had a lot of sessions today. And somebody has an issue of abandonment that keeps coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up. And how does it come up? It comes up through the various people that she or he meets, and how when the people turn and invariably walk away and reject this person goes into this huge, like, hole inside, huge grief, and is lost and feels abandoned. It feels like at some point that desertion is going to kill him. And the reality is, the person that needs to be forgiven there is the mother, and so that would be a good place to go. It's like if you go right into a meditation and really sit with, why do I feel so dreadful when Mary Lou walks out of the room? Why do I feel so dreadful when she doesn't call me for 2 weeks or whatever? You drop inside and sit in that and really just meditate into it and meditate into it. Why do I feel such a horrendous loss? And you go inside and you drop down, and guess what you're going to discover is that you have that way down deep in your soul. And then you ask yourself, this is something like his Colin Tipping's work pages. It's not exactly, but in any case, you go back in and ask your inner self, where did that feeling start? Where's the first place I could remember that feeling? And the more you get in touch with it, the more your consciousness, your higher self and your consciousness will bring forward the awareness of that abandonment for when you were a child, for when you were very, very young, or whether it was before this lifetime. And when you get to that point, for example, if it came from you were born and then adopted out at birth, there's kind of an abandonment thing that comes up in people that have had that experience. Not all of them, some of them, because we're such a unique little species, aren't we? And you find that out, then you go in and you do your forgiveness on that, and you watch the softening of that abandonment issue, and then you don't find yourself so stretched to the hills. But back to intentioning, which I'm kind of folding into the forgiveness talk here, if you've got a huge abandonment thing and it comes up from way down deep inside you from either early childhood or even before this lifetime, your intentions are going to be short-sheeted. Your intentions are going to be, we always say it's great to the secret was great, but it didn't deal with the emotional blocks. Your intentions are going to be somewhat limited by the fact that you have more of a need or a grasping need and a fear-based need of the person with you. So you see, the forgiveness comes, if it comes from your mother and you work on forgiveness with her, well, that's a pretty big issue. The mother herself is a really huge issue. So as you work on that and work on that and release that, you notice that your relationships, that you release it and forgive it and feel the freedom of being more loving, and then you attract either the same people, but you attract a different rapport with them, and that rapport has less holding, less grasping, less need than it did before, and you can feel that. You can start feeling how much lighter you feel and how much more buoyant, if you will, people are around you, how much more relaxed they are around you, and how more inclined they would be to stay, because that pulse of abandonment in you is literally pushing that person to abandon you. It's so weird, isn't it? It reminds me sometimes of snooker balls, you know, where you have that little triangle of balls at the beginning of a pool game or a snooker game, and you take that triangle off and then you hit the balls and see where they go. But it's how the balls all bounce off each other that designs the pattern in the way the balls move into the pockets, isn't it? And so it's like we're kind of like that too, aren't we? We have the issue inside, and then we meet people and they have their issues, and we bounce off each other. And it's really interesting. We bounce off and we hurt each other terribly. It's the deepest feeling of pain that you could kind of bring up. Betrayal's another dandy, isn't it? It's just a great one. And then when you get in touch with it and you get into forgiveness, say it's betrayal and somebody messed you over, screwed you over, as they say, and you really go into forgiving them and forgiving them and forgiving them, you bet your bottom dollar you're going to find other people underneath it that you're going to want to forgive. I think it was Carolyn Mace who first said, you know, betrayal is the kind of interaction with other people that actually gets you on your spiritual path. And that's probably true too, isn't it? But back to intention, I don't think it's very easy. If we're laden with these things like rejection, abandonment, and all that kind of stuff, if we still have those in us, we're actually going to be pushing a lot of people to reject us, abandon us, and we're going to need a lot more forgiveness, if that makes sense. So let me take a look out there. If you're not going to call in, I'm going to have to pick on you behind your back, right? Then you'll have to forgive me, won't you, or not? Depends if you want to carry that load, huh? Because I'm seeing a gentleman who's very attractive and so on. He's probably between, 55 and 65, somewhere in there. Oh, and he's not the only one that's like this, so I want you to all pay attention and feel within your body, okay? And what he's found all of his life is that he's quite urgent about wanting to get into relationship, and he's got a really, really tense gastrointestinal system. He wants to get in relationship, he wants to open his heart, He wants to come and says he comes from a very open heart, but what he's got is a really tense and tight gastrointestinal system. So he reaches forward with his love, but he absolutely tourniquets his personal power center and his subconscious area, and his red chakra even looks like it's under incredible tension. So I'm going, hold it, hold it, hold it. If you're feeling, if you're reaching for love and you're feeling a whole constriction in your physical being, you really need to get in there and release that feeling. And the thing about him, my friend out there, is that he needs to do some forgiveness on, there's a woman that he released not very long ago, who released him not very long ago. And she looked very promising, and he tried to help her, but she just rejected him. And I see how the guides are putting it, is they're showing that she and his mother are perfectly aligned to belittle him, to make him feel smaller, because, and you could say, why on earth does he need that? Because he needs to take his power, he needs to open himself up like a flower and to become fully embodied with himself. It's a really odd thing to say, but they're showing here that if he'll just do the release and the forgiveness on this woman until you keep doing it, I'm telling you, sometimes it takes a few days. You keep doing it and keep doing it until your gastrointestinal system all starts to gurgle and move. That doesn't mean you sit there and don't go to work for 2 or 3 days. Oh, that would work too. But if you just keep doing, I release you, I forgive you, I love you, put the light forward and then put the light back and really be in it, all of a sudden your gastrointestinal system will be gurgling like mad. You may even have to run to the potty. Forgive me for being so gross. However, when that happens, you know that you've released the person really well. And in your case, my friend, you will release this woman. Forgive her, forgive her, forgive her, forgive her. And it brings up, and this is in response to John Paul's question, I think, because spirit plays games with us, doesn't he? She. Your heart chakra gets way bigger, way bigger. It's really funny. And your body gets much softer instead of being tense. You probably have to get a lot of help for your gastrointestinal stuff normally. But I'm telling you, you can just do releasing exercises. And then they're saying that underneath that one is the essential release of your mother and your aunt. But I will say your mother. You have to, because her tension alone and her, it's kind of like very, very tense expectations of you as a small person. And then a lot of, I think it was your dad, a lot of verbal abuse and so on around, which means you, when it starts coming up, you then do releasing on the father. But you see, you're not going to have that wonderful relationship that you love, that doesn't reject you, that doesn't walk away wondering, because when the people walk away from you, it's almost like you're not quite present in an embodied way for her. And you don't know that, and she doesn't really know it consciously. She just knows she starts to drift away. And so we're saying that as you do releasing of her in your grief and your loss, then you also will find yourself being prompted to release your mother. It's almost like your mother's tension rather than her herself that's calling up and feeling all her energy and commanding total release. Then up comes the father, and the father was more brutal in his language, in his talk with you. It's really important that you do that, because otherwise what happens when we don't forgive, right? He keeps my friend out there that I'm talking about, and others of you out there, because I'm watching gastrointestinal connections right now, you keep running into proof that that program is in there, and gosh knows where it came from. So bottom line here is when you do forgiveness exercises, where it came from will begin to rise bit by bit in your consciousness. So if you're forgiving the woman who just released you, or in your uncle's case, the fellow who seemed to be a promise who sort of walked away, you're forgiving them. You know what's going to happen is someone else is going to pop up. Maybe it's the elevator person. Maybe it's the dentist. Who cares? just keep right on doing the releasing until you stop popping up with figures, and you'll find out who it is that's kind of impacted your soul's journey to keep you on this quest. And that's what brings you to love. You start loving people, you're unhooking and unhooking and unhooking like mad, and understanding that we're all suffering from the same labyrinthian goals. All right, I only had one caller, but anyway, she's a wonderful caller, and I'm really glad that I've talked to you tonight in person. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you're going to stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing, and the team's going to talk about intentioning, the power of intention, harnessing the power of intention. And I know Jackie's been saying this, that it's really, really important. You know, we've got a speed up going on, and our intentions are happening fast on the singular and also on the collective level. So what we want to do, again, go back to forgiveness, release, 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 and then create, 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 create with your mind and with your now available heart and gastrointestinal system. Remember, your neurotransmissions come from your intestinal tract, so honestly, you can't do it just part body. You got to be whole body about all this stuff. Next week, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. I'm very excited. It's Kathleen Kingdon, who channels Dwal Kool, who's an ancient, powerful being of mastery. I'm very excited about this. I've got their book, which is called A Matter of Mind, and it's all about working through the labyrinth of the mind. It's a wonderful book. I'm finding it very, very, not uplifting. What's the word? It's really productive. I only need to read a page, and I've got some way of working with my thinking, feeling, and being in a way that releases me, like forgiveness releases us. It's a terrific book, and it's a real easy read. And I'm hoping Kathleen, who's channeled this Dwal Kool for 35 years, will channel for us, but we'll see. So again, that's Kathleen Kingdon of, I forget what the name of her website is, but I'll put it out in my flyer. So any of you who would like to get on my mailing list, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. If you have a paradigm shifter idea, please send it to me. Somebody recently sent me one. I haven't answered yet. It's just because it was Christmas, New Year's, and craziness, and then our plumbing went. Ah, oh, I'm running a little bit behind, right? But all's well now. Oh, and when the plumbing goes, guess what? It's a reflection of, you all know, of release, of emotion, and of, I had to accept it that way, and so did Bob, of release, emotion, and then regrounding releasing. It's really interesting. The pipes had to go down through the mud and be regrounded so that they would take out the refuse, and the water would run more clearly. So anyway, enough about that. And then the week after that, I believe we're going to be running Galexis again. I have a wonderful interview of Galexis that we did in person when we were down in California recently. It's really good, so we're going to be tuned into that. So once again, this is Veronica Entwistle. If you want to send me some comments, feedback, and suggestions, or if you'd like a session with me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, please stay attuned if you can, and listen to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, because that's what we're all doing, exploring our consciousness tonight through forgiveness. Much love, many blessings, and thank you for being in the Radiance by Design community.